Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see you today. How are you? Good. All right. Well, have you ever known someone who thought they were much better than everyone else and deserved special treatment? Maybe you've acted that way sometimes. Well, Dr. Seuss wrote a story about a turtle who was like that. Raise your hand if you've ever read Yertle the Turtle. Do you know that story? Yeah, turtle story. All right. Well, Yertle was the ruler of a little pond on the island of Salamisand. All the turtles at the pond had everything they needed, and they were quite happy. That is, until Yertle decided that his kingdom was too small. "I am the ruler of all that I see, but I don't see enough," he said. "My throne is too low down." So Yertle lifted his hand, and he ordered the turtles in the pond to stand on each other's backs so that they could become his new and higher throne. He climbed up onto the backs of the turtles, and he had a wonderful view. But Yertle still wasn't satisfied. "Turtles, more turtles," he called from his lofty throne. Yertle swelled with pride and feelings of importance as turtles from all over the pond came to climb on the stack of turtles, which made up Yertle's throne. I've got a picture of Yertle and his turtle throne. See all them guys lined up there? Who can point to Yertle for me? At the tippy top, right? This is a good deal for him, right? He can see very far and he's got a good view. Who's it not a good deal for? This guy on the bottom, right? Well, at the very bottom of the stack was an ordinary turtle named Mac. He struggled under the weight of all the turtles until finally he decided he had taken enough. The plain little turtle named Mac did a very ordinary thing. He burped. Well, when he burped, the burp shook the throne and Yertle fell right off the pile. And now the great Yertle is king of the mud. Pretty good for a turtle, right? Not what Yertle wanted. Well, when you think too highly of yourself, you often wind up taking a big fall, don't you? In our Bible lesson today, Jesus tells a story about a man who thought he was better than everyone else. In the story Jesus told, two men went to the temple to pray. One of the men was a Pharisee, a religious group that was very strict in obeying the law of Moses. The Pharisee stood up and he prayed all about himself. "I thank you, God, that I am not a sinner like everyone else. I don't cheat, I don't sin. I'm certainly not like that tax collector over there. I fast twice a week. I give you a tenth of all my income. I go to church. I make my bed and keep my room clean. I listen to my parents." Oh, he didn't say that part, but you know, he's talking a lot about himself, right? Well, then the second man, the tax collector, stood at a distance and would not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he bowed his head in sorrow, and he said, "Oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner." Which of these two prayers do you think was pleasing to God? Prayer one, or prayer two, where he had his head folded and was saying that he was a sinner? Which one? Prayer two, right. The tax collector, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, but those who humble themselves will be exalted." When we're tempted to brag about ourselves, we need to remember that other people are not impressed, and neither is God. Fold your hands and pray with me. Dear Father, we pray that you would help us to remain humble so that we would not think more highly of ourselves than we should. In Jesus' name, amen.